Milwaukee is known this time of year for its music and ethnic festivals. Events like Summerfest, Irish Fest, and Global Union bring in audiences drawn to rock, Irish, and world beat music, respectively. But a concert series just an hour to the south of us is drawing audiences for concerts from across the musical spectrum. Lake Effect contributor Amy Kiley takes a look at the three-month Ravinia concert series, held an hour south of Milwaukee in Highland Park, Illinois.
A century ago, the Ravinia Festival in Highland Park emerged as a summertime home for top classical musicians. Then performances from the likes of Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald established the summer-long festival's reputation for crossing musical genres. Now Ravinia is the summer residence of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, and this year's calendar features more diverse offerings, ranging from a concert last weekend by Sting to this Saturday's performance by opera great Renee Fleming. It also includes Tony Award winner Patti LuPone and violin prodigy Joshua Bell. But while big-name performers are a large part of the equation, Ravinia patrons don't just come for the music. They also come for this. Lawn seats are the Ravinia staple. Though the grounds feature 4,500 concert hall seats, the lawn accommodates 14,000 people and creates a unique atmosphere. Ravinia President Wells Kaufman says that makes the grounds a venue magnet.
If you were to come and hear the Emerson String Quartet, for instance, and pay $10 to be on the lawn, you wouldn't be able to see the performers as it's a completely enclosed theater, but the sound is extraordinarily great. And there's something very special, I think, to be with a couple of hundred people on a big, beautiful lawn with wonderful trees and flowers and works of sculpture, flickering candles, and people bring a picnic. It's a very sedate but not somber. It's a very joyful atmosphere. Lots of people make it a kind of secret assignation for themselves and their friends to come here and have the entire place to themselves, so to speak.
Before a recent performance by Joshua Bell and the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, concertgoers on the Ravinia lawn explained the venue's appeal.
I brought my lawn chair, I brought some dinner for myself, and I'm just reading the paper, which I don't get much time to do at home, and it's just relaxing and a gorgeous night.
People can socialize and, you know, have picnics, and the children also can be there and be simply doing what kids do and still hear wonderful music. I think this is just a great way to keep classical music alive in our culture, is by having people who maybe would not come to a concert hall. And I think it's also lovely to hear beautiful music in beautiful settings.
There's more to do here than just sit in a concert hall. You can be social, you can watch the show, you can listen to the show, you can have a cocktail, you can have food, you can have a conversation. So it's an entire evening.
The Ravinia Festival is a non-profit venture. Lawn seats cost about $10, rising slightly for big-name artists. Indoor prices vary, but are closer to traditional concert fees. One downside to the lawn seats is an inability to see the stage. A second drawback of non-refundable outdoor seating is self-explanatory. But rain or shine, at Ravinia, the show always goes on. For Lake Effect, I'm Amy Kiley.
Contributor Amy Kiley is a freelance journalist and musician who lives in the Chicago suburbs. There's a link to more about Ravinia at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. And that will do it for the show today. I'm Bonnie Noor. Thanks so much for tuning in. We're back tomorrow morning at 10 with another edition of Lake Effect on WUWM HD, Milwaukee Public Radio.